From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Thousands observed a minute of silence Friday in Barcelona's main square for the victims of two vehicular attacks that left at least 14 people dead and more than 100 injured. The mayhem began on Thursday in Barcelona when a van ran down pedestrians on Las Ramblas Boulevard. The van driver escaped on foot and is still being sought. Police arrested two people Thursday, but it's not immediately clear how they're connected to the attack. A third person was arrested on Friday. In a similar attack hours later in Cambrils, a resort south of Barcelona, an automobile careened into pedestrians and a police vehicle. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is nearing a decision on a new strategy for the 16-year-old war in Afghanistan, the longest conflict in U.S. history. The president will meet with top advisors, including the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, and the Vice President on Friday. Options include sending thousands of additional troops to the war-torn country or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the tenuous security situation. After years of extensive support from the U.S. and other NATO member nations, the Afghan military is still struggling to resist the Taliban, which has recently made advances in Afghanistan and the Pakistan border region. U.S. generals have described the conflict as a stalemate. Rwandan President Paul Kagame was sworn in for a third term Friday in Kigali after winning re-election with nearly 99% of the vote. The East African nation has virtually no political opposition, and critics accuse Kagame of being intolerant of dissent, a charge he denies. This is VOA News. At a ceremony on Thursday, Sierra Leone's government buried more than 350 people killed in mudslides earlier this week in Freetown, the country's capital. The UN said Friday that the death toll from the incident is now over 400. Another 600 people remain unaccounted for as workers try to recover more bodies. Sierra Leone's President Ernest Bai Koromo offered his condolences and support during the burial ceremony.
We have come together to share the agony inflicted upon our nation by the pitiless floods and ferocious mudslides. This is another painful episode in our nation's history.
The government contends many victims ignored instructions to evacuate after it warned of a new danger from a large crack that had appeared on a mountainside. Lawyers for the young model accusing Zimbabwe's first lady, Grace Mugabe, of assaulting her in a Johannesburg hotel now say that her family has been approached with an offer of money to drop the allegation. But the family is said to be uninterested in the money and instead seeks justice for what they allege happened. South African police said a red alert was issued to prevent Grace Mugabe from leaving the country after Zimbabwe's government requested diplomatic immunity. Jerry Nell is with AfriForum, a local NGO that focuses on minority rights.
So from our point of view, we just want to make sure that the principle that everybody is equal before the law and that there should not be selective prosecution, that is entrenched.
The situation has become a diplomatic mess for South Africa's government and Zimbabwe's 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe, who arrived in South Africa's capital late Wednesday, apparently to deal with the situation. The statue of a former U.S. Supreme Court justice who wrote the majority opinion in an 1857 case upholding slavery is one of the latest monuments to come down in a week of heightened racial sensitivity and tension across the country. The statue of Roger B. Taney was removed from the grounds of the Maryland State House early Friday in Annapolis, where it stood for almost 150 years. In 1857, Taney rejected a lawsuit by slave Dred Scott, who sought freedom for his wife and daughter. Taney's decision upheld slavery in the U.S. and denied citizenship to anyone of African ancestry. Kenyan officials should be releasing local result forms from last week's disputed presidential election, says the head of the EU mission that monitored the vote. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.